First of Chronicles 24. Well, here you've got the 24 courses of priests that were to serve in the temple. And each of them is headed up by, if you like, an elder. When you come to the New Testament, you have a peek into the throne room in heaven. And you see there 24 elders. Well, this cannot be accidental. And those 24 elders would appear to be 24 leaders of courses of angels who are falling down worshipping God in the heavenly sanctuary. And yet they were reflected upon earth in the 24 courses of priests that were to serve in the temple. So this gives more insight into what Paul means in Hebrews when he talks about the tabernacle as being a reflection, a pattern of the things that are in heaven. The idea was that the heavenly courtroom would be reflected upon earth. And this opens up a lot of things. When you come to the book of Daniel, you see angels in heaven who are called things like the Prince of the Kingdom of Persia. They are representing entities here on earth. And in that sense, the situations that are here on earth are played out, as it were, in heaven. And once you grasp that, and this is a theme that you can trace through the scriptures at a number of points, you then realize another sense in which man is not alone. And the situations that are going on in your life are known by God and are played out before God. And any fear or concern that somehow God has not noticed and that justice is not being done, no, that should all vanish because this is all being played out before God. If you have someone in your life who's making your life a misery, falsely accusing you, well, the false accuser of the brethren is, in a sense, in heaven, not in the sense that there's anything sinful in heaven. There is no sin or sinful entity in God's presence. All the angels are righteous. Angels don't sin. If you want to think about the verses that might suggest that angels do sin, I suggest that angel can mean messenger, and clearly at times it is used about human beings who, of course, do sin. But have a look at realdevil.info. Realdevil.info, that's my take on this whole thing about there being no personal Satan, no sinful angels. But what I'm saying is that sinful entities, sinful people and nations and empires and so forth, have their reflection in the throne room of heaven, where angels represent them and God judges them. In the same way as the tabernacle is the reflection, or was the reflection, of the things in heaven, the heavenly courtroom, throne room, so likewise, the stuff that goes on in your life and on a global scale, on the sort of wider scale of world political events, etc., these things are all reflected also. They're reflected back and they're reflected in heaven. And so you can better understand why the kingdom of God that's coming upon earth is also described as the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom in heaven, but the kingdom of heaven. And the sense in which Revelation at the end seems to suggest that finally heaven and earth will merge, in that heaven will come down to earth. And that is, in a sense, what's been going on anyway, in that situations on earth are reflected there, and the people of God, the tabernacle system, was a reflection of what is in heaven. But finally, when faith is turned to sight, and Jesus comes back and the shadows vanish, the reality will be that God himself shall be on earth. And that is the wonderful picture at the end of the book of Revelation. This is the light at the end of our tunnel. And so getting back here to our chapter in Chronicles, 24 orders of priests, these were reflective of the 24 orders of angels in heaven. And that is why the term Elohim is used at times about angels, it's used at times about the priests, because they were reflecting God in heaven. Or I should say, the situation in heaven reflected here upon earth in the tabernacle and in the temple system. That was why it was so awful when, in the time of Ezekiel and the prophets, they were bringing the idols of the nations into the temple. This was absolutely, as it were, defiling the heavenly. Not that heaven itself was defiled, but what was intended to be the representation of heaven was defiled. And what is the situation today as far as the ecclesia, the church, is concerned? Well, we are to some degree a reflection on earth of what goes on in heaven to some degree. And I'll just leave you with one final teaser. It's the passage in 1 Corinthians 11 where Paul says that a woman should have her head covered because of the angels. Well, I've read all sorts of different explanations of that, and they're all very confident they got it right. And I don't think anyone knows what it means, and I don't think anybody really has got anywhere near it. I certainly haven't. But I just wonder, and this is just a thought to go to bed with, as it were, I just wonder whether the idea is that just as the 24 orders of priests represented the 24 heavenly angelic orders, I just wonder if something similar is going on when the body of Christ comes together. And Paul is saying that in that context in Corinth, within their cultural understanding of things, the woman should have her head covered because, you know, the angels are present at our church meetings. Because our situation on earth is reflective and is also reflected to heaven. Well, that may or may not be a useful line of inquiry to pursue in sorting out what he means by because of the angels. It would only be the beginning of a possible line of inquiry. I don't think that really answers it, but then I don't think anybody really answers it so far. You can send me an email if you think you've got the definitive answer, and we'll go further. Anyway, God bless.